Yolanda Brown's with us at Jazz FM.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Actually, I was thinking we should swap roles.
Yes.
Because you can present, can't you?
I can. I would love to.
You had a talk show.
I did. It was TV, mind, but yeah. I think maybe radio would be
easier,
better for the mornings.
Yeah, having said that, you can't get out of the habit because you were putting your makeup on.
I was. For the stuff. Nigel looked at me in the car and ran back inside while I was doing my makeup.
Well, I was going to come up and sort of saying, have you got the right building? I said, oh, she's putting her makeup on.
Next time I'll
leave her alone.
The corner.
Now, this is exciting. Can I just say it's kind of been a bit of a long time coming then, a new album. Why is that?
We've been touring. I think for me, I grew up on the stage. I love live. Mm. And so when any opportunity we get booked to travel the world and play music,
yeah,
I would take that more than the studio, to be honest. And we were for the past sort of 2 years, especially after the Mobile Awards.
Yeah.
And we were really getting booked all around. And
all the place.
It was great to be able to play anywhere.
Any notable gigs that you did during that time?
Yeah, I think to the Russian president. Obviously, it was fantastic in the Winter Palace. I really loved that. Been to Jamaica for the Osherias Jazz Festival. Lots of jazz festivals here in the UK. Mm. And also my work sort of with young musicians as well.
Okay, so we've got the album, which has got a beautiful spring title. So April Showers, May Flowers.
Yes. It is also a story to that, actually,
okay.
Because the April Showers is almost any hard time that anybody's ever had to go through. And if you really push through and believe you can get through it, then the Mayflowers do come afterwards. And I think that was sort of my journey from live into studio, pushing through, wanting to get my point across onto the track. And then now I'm in my Mayflowers looking at you.
I see. Oh, I like that. Oh, you could have it in terms of the economy as well, couldn't you?
Well,
all
yes,
that tough
our Mayflowers
stuff.
Will come.
They've got to at some point, haven't they? So
hopefully.
They were a very positive sounding album.
Yes.
So you're doing two gigs for us.
Mm.
So for the Valentine's thing, which is going to be
beautiful. Yes.
And then again on the 17th, the HMV Hammersmith Apollo. Now, I was just looking through your background. You're a bit of a businesswoman because you studied all this. So, and then you go out and hire an entire orchestra.
Exactly.
So you're going to be down a few quid, aren't you?
Well, we've got to launch it in style, you know. And I think as well, we were talking about technology and all the great things you can do with technology now.
Yeah.
And we can create that sound. I'm not saying it replaces the orchestra, but we create that sound for the track. And I thought, really, to present this new repertoire, it would be great to have the live instruments there, and having 25 wonderful orchestra musicians playing behind me is going to be a dream come true.
Let's talk about what's on the album.
Yes.
It's a good time to be under the jazz umbrella because it's seeing a very positive time. But it's a question of where you're going to go, because you can go all the way from straight down the line improvised jazz all the way to some quite poppy smoothy stuff, can't you?
Very
so
true.
How did you decide which way to go?
I think I had to think about all the live performances I'd done and the people that I'd played to and the feedback and what they wanted to hear, because I want to sort of cater to those needs, as well as things I've learned along the way. As you know, I'm self-taught on the saxophone, so things that I'd learned and bringing new rhythms and new ideas to the table. So sort of writing songs that felt emotional to me as well, and then building up on, do we want to follow a fusion kind of style? Do we want to follow a reggae style? And yeah, it went from there. And there's a whole range of genres. We couldn't decide on one, to be honest. There's a whole range of genres on the album, and a little bit for everyone.